Mr. Trump was already scheduled to make an unannounced visit to the DMZ during his trip to South Korea, and he portrayed the idea of meeting Mr. Kim as a spontaneous one, although he had been musing out loud about it for days. Still, it caught even his own staff by surprise and forced an extraordinary scramble to arrange logistics and security, a task that would ordinarily take days or weeks. Mr. Trump gambled that the show of amity could crack the nuclear logjam, underscoring his faith in the power of his own personal diplomacy, even with brutal strongmen like Mr. Kim, to achieve what past presidents could not. More than halfway through his term, Mr. Trump is eager for a resolution to the long-standing dispute, seeing it as a signature element of the legacy he hopes to forge and a potential boost to his re-election campaign. Even in this symbolic moment of reconciliation, Mr. Trump seemed to toggle back and forth between glory and grievance, reveling one minute in the history of the day, and then the next griping that he was not getting enough credit for reducing friction with North Korea. He seemed acutely defensive about criticism that he has yet to reach an agreement to eliminate North Korea's nuclear arsenal, despite summit meetings with Mr. Kim in Singapore in June 2018 and in Hanoi in February. Almost every time he saw a microphone, he complained that his achievement had not been appreciated. "There was great conflict here prior to our meeting in Singapore," he said. "Tremendous conflict and death all around them, and it's now been extremely peaceful. It's been a whole different world." That wouldn't necessarily have been reported, but they understand it very well, he added, referring to the news media. I keep saying that for the people who say nothing has been accomplished, so much has been accomplished. Since Mr. Trump took office, North Korea has suspended nuclear tests, released detained Americans, and sent back to the United States the remains of some American soldiers killed in the war. South Korean officials and others in the region say tension has eased significantly, and Mr. Moon praised Mr. Trump as the peacemaker of the Korean Peninsula. But American intelligence agencies have concluded that North Korea is unlikely to give up its nuclear arsenal, as Mr. Trump has demanded. And even amid the rapprochement with the president, the North has produced enough fuel for a half dozen additional nuclear weapons, according to one study. In May, it launched short-range missiles in violation of United Nations resolutions. Critics called the DMZ greeting an overhyped photo opportunity by a president who himself ratcheted up the conflict with North Korea in his first year in office by vowing to unleash fire and fury if it threatened American security. Today is a victory for South Korea's middle power diplomacy and President Moon's peace agenda, said Leif Erik Easley, associate professor of international studies at Iha Women's University in Seoul. But tomorrow, North Korea will still have nuclear weapons, and the U.S. will still maintain sanctions.